This is Cormac McLagan. Perhaps you've come across each other. No? McLagan, a large, wiry-haired youth, raised a hand, and Harry and Neville nodded back at him. And this is Marcus Belby. I don't know whether...
Belby, who was thin and nervous-looking, gave a strained smile.
And this charming young lady tells me she knows you,
Slughorn finished. Ginny grimaced at Harry and Neville from behind Slughorn's back.
Well, now, this is most pleasant, said Slughorn cosily. A chance to get to know you all a little better. Here, take a napkin. I've packed my own lunch. The trolley, as I remember it, is heavy on licorice wands, and a poor old man's digestive system isn't quite up to such things. Pheasant, Belby?
Belby started and accepted what looked like half a cold pheasant.
I was just telling young Marcus here that I had the pleasure of teaching his uncle Damocles.
Slughorn told Harry and Neville, now passing around a basket of rolls.
Outstanding wizard, outstanding. And his Order of Merlin most well deserved. Do you see much of your uncle, Marcus?
Unfortunately, Belby had just taken a large mouthful of pheasant. In his haste to answer Slughorn, he swallowed too fast, turned purple, and began to choke.
An apt neo, said Slughorn calmly, pointing his wand at Belby, whose airway seemed to clear at once. Not much of him, no,
gasped Belby, his eyes streaming.
Well, of course, I dare say he's busy, said Slughorn, looking questioningly at Belby. I doubt he invented the wolf's bane potion without considerable hard work. I suppose,
said Belby, who seemed afraid to take another bite of pheasant until he was sure that Slughorn had finished with him.
He and my dad don't get on very well, you see, so I don't really know much about.
His voice trailed away as Slughorn gave him a cold smile and turned to McLagan instead.
Now you, Cormac, said Slughorn, I happen to know you see a lot of your uncle Tiberius, because he has a rather splendid picture of the two of you hunting nogtails in, I think, Norfolk. Oh yeah, that was fun, that was, said McLagan. We went with Bertie Hicks and Rufus Scrimgeour. This was before he became minister, obviously. Ah, you know Bertie and Rufus too?
Beamed Slughorn, now offering around a small tray of pies. Somehow Belby was missed out.
Now, tell me...
It was as Harry had suspected. Everyone here seemed to have been invited because they were connected to somebody well-known or influential. Everyone except Ginny. Zabini, who was interrogated after McLagan, turned out to have a famously beautiful witch for a mother. From what Harry could make out, she had been married 7 times, each of her husbands dying mysteriously and leaving her mounds of gold. It was Neville's turn next. This was a very uncomfortable 10 minutes, for Neville's parents, well-known aurors, had been tortured into insanity by Bellatrix Lestrange and a couple of Death Eater cronies. At the end of Neville's interview, Harry had the impression that Slughorn was reserving judgment on Neville, yet to see whether he had any of his parents' flair.
And now,
said Slughorn, shifting massively in his seat with the air of a compere introducing his star act,
Harry Potter, where to begin? I feel I barely scratched the surface when we met over the summer.
He contemplated Harry for a moment as though he was a particularly large and succulent piece of pheasant, then said,
The Chosen One, they're calling you now.
Harry said nothing. Belby, McLagan and Zabini were all staring at him.
Of course, said Slughorn, watching Harry closely. There have been rumours for years. I remember when, well, after that terrible night, Lily, James, and you survived, and the word was that you must have powers beyond the ordinary.
Zabini gave a tiny little cough that was clearly supposed to indicate amused scepticism, An angry voice burst out from behind Slughorn.
Yeah, Zabini, because you're so talented at posing. Oh, dear,
chuckled Slughorn comfortably, looking around at Ginny, who was glaring at Zabini around Slughorn's great belly.
You want to be careful, please. I saw this young lady perform the most marvelous bat bogey hex as I was passing her carriage. I wouldn't cross her.